Okay, the boy said that today's daf is daf kif nin aleph, or Rabbi Cohen says kuf nun aleph, three lines before the wide lines, right following the parentheses. The parentheses introduces the simon of the next gemara, and the simon of the next gemara is that we're going to have five uvdois, five stories, one after the other. The first three will involve an ime, the mother, and the final two are going to involve a sister. Three mothers, two sisters. And we start with the first story. Ime de Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, the mother of Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia. She was about to get married. And therefore, she did what we called yesterday, mavrachas. Mavrachas means she wanted to go and conceal her assets, or at least shield her assets from her new husband. Her new husband was going to be Rav Zvid. And she was concerned that Rav Zvid might take the assets, use the assets, abuse the assets, misuse the assets, whatever. She was mavriach the assets by writing out a shtar and giving her nechasim to her son, to Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia. Kasvesinul lenechsa, she wrote down her nechasim in a shtar and gave it to Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, her son. Why? Debailin tzuvei lei, because she wanted to get married now to Rav Zvid. Anyway, Baruch Hashem in Tziva, she got married. Good. Unfortunately, this marriage ultimately terminated. The Gemara says v'garsha. It doesn't say when garsha, whether it's the next day or 20 years later, but unfortunately, at some point, this marriage ended. And what do you think? She wanted to get her nechasim back from her son. Her son, however, had his own cheshbonis, and he wanted to hold on to those assets. So who's right and who's wrong? Asked the Kamad Rabbi Barabaya. So she went in front of Rabbi Barabaya and said, I want my money back. After all, I was only mavriach nechasim, but it really belongs to me. It's Omar, so Rabbi Barabaya paskind, mishum in suvei. The whole reason why you were mavriach nechasim was on the intended condition that you're going to go and get married. But in tzivim, Baruch Hashem, you got married. So therefore, assuming that this shtar had in it a tanai, either an oral tanai, or an express tanai, a written tanai, that is for the purpose of being mavriach nechasim from your new marriage, Baruch Hashem, you got married. And so therefore, the tanai was mekuyim, was fulfilled, and therefore now your son owns the nechasim. Amalei Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua was not impressed with this psak, and he said, Mishum de'osu mimuloi, amrisa mili mulyasa. Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua was critical of Rabbi Barabaya, and he was reminding Rabbi Barabaya of his roots. Rabbi Barabaya was by definition the son of Abaya. And we know from other Gemaras that Abaya, and either Rava or Rabba, depending on the Girsa, came from Mishpachas Beis Eli. And Mishpachas Beis Eli unfortunately had a curse on them that their Mishpacha members are going to pass away at a young, tender age. Anyway, so the Gemara tells us that Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua said to Rabbi Barabai, Mishum de'os mimuloi, because you come from mimuloi. Mimuloi is an unusual term, so there are two pshatim in the Rishbam and in the Mefarshim. One pshat is that he came from the place called Mamla, and therefore Mamuloi is just telling you, instead of saying New Yorkers, he's saying Mamuloi, people from Mamla. Or another pshat is that it has to do with like a bris mila. Bris mila means you cut. Just like Rabbi Cohen was raising issues before, the cutting edge of Shilas that he was raising before about cuts. Here too, unfortunately, there the whole mishpacha of the Beis Eli was cut off short, meaning that all the children, grandchildren, etc., all the offspring pass away at a young age. So because you come from such a mishpacha of the cut-off ones, Amrita Mili Milyasa, you go and say all to things which are cut off, or Rishbam is another pshat, you say things which are Bali Mumin, which are blemished, which are not fully sound. What did Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua mean to say with that? He's now addressing Rabbi Barabai and he's saying that Afil l'man d'yomim mavrachas kani, because the shayla mavrachas is a machwaikis. Anytime a person goes and writes a shtar and writes in the shtar, I'm giving away all of my nechasim to Ploini, even though the intent was not that I really want to give it to Pliny, but I want to take it out of my estate. For instance, if this person is getting married, and therefore she, in our case, didn't want these nechasim to be there, she was concerned that her husband would get hold of them and do whatever he does. Therefore, there's one mandiyama that says, like we had yesterday in the Gemara, the mavrachas is effective to temporarily park your nechasim somewhere else. But there's another mandiyama that says, no, mavrachas kani, if you write out such a shtar, you lose your nechasim. And therefore, if the person doesn't want to give it back, you lose it. Says now, Rabbanu Rabbi Yeshua, that mandiyama only says that hanimili hechadullah igal yedata, if it doesn't say this condition, either express or oral. Avalhacha gal yedata, the mishim nintzuvihu. Our case is talking about that the mami of Rav Tuvia, of Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, said, my son, the reason why I am giving you all these nechasim is not because I don't want to retain any nechasim for myself. I need the money, I need the nechasim. I'm only doing it because I'm a vrakas, because I'm getting married to Rav Zvid. Ah, voinseva the igrisha. She taken got married, but she also got divorced. What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara means is that the condition that she made with her son and said, you know, the reason why I'm giving you my nechasim is because I'm getting married. What she meant by saying I'm getting married and I'm hoping to remain married. And during that entire time that I remain married, Yetz Hashem, at that time, I want you to hold on to Nechasim. But if Chas Shalom, this marriage should terminate, either because Rav Zvid passes away, or because Rav Zvid divorces me, I want my Nechasim back, because that's the whole reason why I'm parking them. I'm not giving them to you outright that you should keep them. I'm just doing it for the period of the marriage. The marriage is now ended. Please give the nechasim back. And that's how Rav Huna b'Rei Yeshua paskin that the son has to give it back to the mother.
So the recipient never makes a full kinyan, is it, of ownership? It's just a trust kinyan?
Exactly. And that's the first story of the first three imohais. We go now to the second story. Ime de Rami Bachama, the mommy of Rami Bachama, ba'orta kosvesinu lenechsa l'Rami Bachama. She was unfortunately a shchimara or shchivas mara, whatever the feminine form of shchimara is. And in the evening, she wrote out her nechasim to Rami Bachama. The writing out is lav davka. He really means to say that she conveyed her nechasim to Rami Bachama. And b'tzavra in the morning, kosvesinu l'Rav Ukva Bar Chama, she gave it to the second son. In other words, this is Rebetzin Chama, Mrs. Chama. She had two sons in our Gemara, Rami Bar Chama and Rav Ukva Bar Chama. Initially, she gave her nechasim to Rami Bar Chama, and then afterwards, she changed her mind and she gave it to Rav Ukva Bar Chama. And although the Gemara doesn't tell us at this point, but she ultimately passed away. And now we have a din Torah between the two brothers, Rami Bar Chama, Rav Ukva Bar Chama. Oh, brother. So who's going to go and get the nechasim? Will it be Rami, or will it be Rav Ukva Bar Chama? Asked Rami Bar Chama, the Kamei Rav Sheshes. Rami Bar Chama went in front of his paisik, in front of Rav Sheshes. Okmei Benechse. Rav Sheshes says, you're absolutely right. It's yours. You were the first recipient of your mother's largesse. She gave it to you. It's yours. As Rav Ukva Bar Chama, Kamei Rav Nachman. Rav Ukva Bar Chama said, I'm going to Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman is okay, Okmei Benechse. And Rav Nachman says that you're right. So each one of them had a die in a replacing the paskin in his favor. Rami Bar Chama had Rav Sheshes, and Rav Ukva Bar Chama had Rav Nachman. Also Rav Sheshes, Kamei Rav Nachman. Rav Sheshes was not a proud individual and say, well, I paskin what I paskin, let Rav Nachman do whatever he wants. He says, let's go and learn Divrei Torah, who's right and who's wrong. So Rav Sheshes went to Rav Nachman, and he said to Rav Nachman, my time mar Rav Ukva Bar Chama. After all, I had already paskin that it goes to Rav Bar Chama. Why did you paskin it goes to Rav Ukva Bar Chama? If you're going to go and tell me, because she obviously changed her mind by going and giving it to Rav Ukva Bar Chama, and therefore you're saying, oh, she changed her mind, she has the right to change her mind. But she ultimately passed away. And what Rav Sheshes felt, or Rav Sheshes held, is that the halacha of divrei shchimra kichsuvin chsumisarim dami, that happens and that is triggered at the moment that she gave it to him, that she said, she didn't even have to give it to him physically, the moment that she said to Rami Bar Chama, I am hereby bequeathing to you all of my nechasim, now he owns it. He doesn't own it outright. We got to wait until she passes away. But if and when she passes away, boom, it belongs to Rav Bachama. So how do you go and give it to Rav Ukva Bachama? Amalei, so Rav Nachman said, Hachi Amai Shmuel. Shmuel Paskin, Koshe Ilu Omar Choizer, Choiz Matanosoi. Any Shchimra, Koshe Ilu Omar, that if he or she would eventually survive and recover, what would be the din? Choizer. The person would be Choizer, meaning, because we're talking about a full-fledged Matna Shchimra, not a Matna Shchimra B'mitzas. And by a full-fledged Matna Shchimra, we already said a number of times over the last few days, starting with a Mishnah back in Kif Mamvuv, that if you have a full-fledged Matna Shchimra and the person, Baruch Hashem, recovers, that person gets back everything. Because the intent was only Nebuch Machmas Misa. But if the person survived, he or she gets it all back. So it says now Shmuel, Kol She'ilu Omad Choizer. Any situation where, if the Shchimra were to survive and recover, he or she would get back the Nechazim. Choy Matanasa, even if the person Nebuch passes away, as long as that person is alive, he or she can go and change their minds and go and give it to somebody else. Meaning that the Divrei Shchimra, Kichsum Chsarim Dami, that only is triggered after the person passes away, but not when the person is still alive. And therefore a person theoretically can go and change his or her mind 25 times or more. I give my Nechasim to Yankel. Then 5 minutes later, I change my mind. I'm giving it to Beryl. 10 minutes later, I change my mind, I give it to Shmuel. And 10 minutes later, I go to Reuven and Shimon and Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar. You can go ad infinitum. You can go infinitum. You can go infinitely
as many times
you want. Shkoyach. As many times as she wants or he wants, the Shchimra can keep on changing the minds. And each time, it's effective to mavato the previous statement. Now it goes to the last one before that person passes away. So therefore, in this case, since Mami originally gave it to Rami Bachama, but before she passed away, she changed her mind, she gave it to Rav Ukva Bachama. So Ukva Bachama gets it, because even though never she passed away, but she had the koyach to be choizer had she survived. That's the halacha of Shmuel Kosher Ilu Omad Choizer. Therefore, she can have charata on her matan. Now ask Rav Sheshes, Eimed Yom Shmuel Li'atzmoy Li'achem Yomar. Maybe what Shmuel intended was Koshilu Omad Choizer. Choiz Matanasi means that it should go and revert back to himself or to herself. Meaning that since the person is giving away all the Nechasim, and because of the fact that the person has Nebuch HaShchimra, if the person survives in Yetz Hashem, everything goes back to that individual. So therefore, that person can go and be Choizer and say, I don't want to give it to Rav Bachama, I'm keeping it for myself. Because if I survive and recover, it goes back to myself. So even though I've already made a statement, I'm giving it to Rav Bachama, but I change my mind, it comes back to myself.
As long as he can originally keep a little bit for himself.
Exactly right, right? Because if he kept a little bit, then he'd lose the whole thing. Exactly right. How much is that little bit? We missed you the last day. Ikedei Pardesosa. We didn't have the benefit of and pleasure of your being here the last couple of days. Let's just finish the story. And Nuchta Mefreng Vatam. So anyway, so the point that Rav Sheshes is making to Rav Nachman is, I understand Shmuel, but Shmuel is probably talking in a case where the person had harata to give it back to himself, and not to give it to a second individual. Says Rav Nachman, no, you're wrong. Amalei b'feirish Amar Shmuel, bein li'atzmai, bein li'acher, bein li'acher, period, bein li'atzmai, bein li'acher. In all situations, the Shchimra can change his or her mind before they pass away, and give it to the next one, to the next one, to the next one, no problem. Yes, Barry, what do you want to ask?
When a Shchimra gives a matana to mixas, we don't know if the Shchimra is going to survive, or if they're like pausing and giving out everything. We don't know yet. So when it's a mixas situation,
right,
when does it transfer so that it's irreversible?
Also after the person passed away.
So hold on. If it's the mixas, and then they get up, so
then the person loses it.
Okay, so when they get, so by getting up, they lose it. So
when they recover, they lose it. So that's the reason
it's
why
it's conditional.
It transfers either when they expire or when they recover. That's the moment of kinyan by Ibatan Shtibara. And if it's the mixas, it's when they recover, and when they don't, it's when they pass away. Is that it? Am I understanding?
I'm not understanding what you're saying.
It's conditional. If he recovers,
right,
it comes back to him, and then it's
no. I'm talking about mixas.
Mixas. Your case, mixas.
Right.
And then the person loses it. He loses it.
No, I'm talking about mixas. Shemira gives something but mixas.
Then he loses it.
Okay. When does it convey then? When he
passes away.
No. It's the mixas.
When he recovers.
So he recovers, he gets up, and now suddenly he says, I recovered, Baruch Hashem, I recovered from my illness.
I want to get it back.
And he says, so, and if he
loses it.
Okay, all right.
Well, before he gets up, and before he gets better, he can be choizer and say, not, I'm giving away my mixas also, like the...
Well, that's going to be, we'll talk about that more on the Yom Beis, okay. Because as we'll see, when it comes to a matnesh chivra mixas, you have to make a kinyan, as opposed to a total matna shchimra, where you don't have to make any kinyan, because dibre shchimra kichsuvin v'chumsarin dami. Once you make a kinyan, then it's very hard to undo the kinyan, because I've already given it to somebody. Actually, we'll talk about that more on the other days. And that was the second story of the second mami, and now we're up to the third story of the third ime. We had initially the ime the Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, we just had the ime of Rami Bar Chama and Ukva Bar Chama, and now we're getting to Imei Derav Amram Chasida. Havala Meluga Dishteroi. Meluga means a whole bunch, a whole stack of shtaris. Now these were shtaris of money that were owed to her. Ki Kashachva, she's never about to pass away. Amra, she said, I want to hand over this whole stack of shtaris. The heavenly Amram Bari, it should all go to my son of Amram Chasida, because this way he will have Parnasa, the money will come in on the shtaris, and he will have the money. Asa Achva, obviously the brothers of Rab Amram Chasida, the other children, were not overjoyed about this situation. And they went to the Kamad Rab Nachman, and Amrule, Vahale Mashach. There was no kinyan over here. She didn't hand over the shtaris to Amram Chasida. She just said it should belong to Amram Chasida. Is that enough? Amalahu, he said, yeah. Tibishchimra, kichsum chasarim dami. Tibishchimra are such that you do not have to make a kinyan, and they all now belong to Amram Chasida, and all of you fellas lost out. The whole Gemara, because isn't this a Dover Pashit? Didn't the brothers of Rabbi Amram Chasida know about this, and why was this even an issue? So the Tois is back on Daf Ayin Vav or Ayin Zayin, the long Tois that discusses our Gemara, what was even the Havamina of the brothers of Amram Chasida? You don't have to make anything, that's the whole Inyan of Dibrish Chimra, Tichsum Chasam Dami, you don't have to make any Kinyan. It's the Tois is on Ayin Vav, is it Ayin Vav? I go, but I'm dying. I give him a kick. Yeah, Ayin Zayin. That's a big, big taste this. Those of you that are looking at it, Ayin Zayin. So it's Omer Ameymar, Omer Aleph, Omer Ameymar. Starts on the first of that middle wide lines.
Yeah.
And if you notice, go into the big, big taste this. And look at the third line of that. The third wide line. The beginning of the line is the Omer Bamisha Meis, the Kamen Daf Kuf Nun Aleph Omer Aleph. Oh, our Gemara. Imi Drav Amram Chasida. Havala Meluga Dishtari. It sounds familiar, no? Omer, she said, they have the Amram Bari. Oz the Kamen Drav Nachman Omer. Lei Hale Moshach. Mashma di Moshach Kana. It's Mashma that if you made a Mashiach, you made a Kinyan Ubi Kaina. Jogt det Toises Harimili Matna Shchimra. They held, they thought the Mashiach Amiya boy, given the Ba'alma boy Mesira Ushtar. Aha. In other words, they were under the impression that Divrish Chimra Kichsuvim Dami, not Kichsuvim, the Chumusarim Dami, Kichsuvim Dami. The words, the oral words of the Shchimra are like they are written. The reason why they thought that way is because the Shchimra in Yachal Lichtoy. He doesn't have the power and energy to be able to write anything inside a shtar. So therefore we say his oral statements are as if they're written in a shtar. But nevertheless, don't you have to hand over the shtar? Don't you have to make a kinyan? The reason why the Gemara is talking about this is because the Tosis begins, Omer HaMeimer Hilchasa Oisiyos Niknes Bim Mesira. Oisiyos here means a shtar. How are you kind of shtar? By handing it over. So therefore, the brothers of Rav Amram Chasida, knowing this Gemara, said, I have no problem with Tibish Gemara, Kichsuvim Dami. But I didn't know that it's Kimasur and Chsuvim Dami. I didn't know it's as if it's handed over. I thought it's just written. But written, you have to still hand over the Shtar. And they didn't hand over the Shtarois. Kamash v'lenam Nachman. Back to our Gemara. The Tibish Gemara, it's not only Kichsuvim like they are written. It's like they're written and Masur and they're all to hand it over. And therefore, it's as if she made a kinyan, or that her son, Rav Amram Chasida, made a kinyan, and therefore it does belong to him, and the brothers lose out after all. That's how Tosis understands the Havamina and the Maskana of our Gemara. Slesma and other Meforshim wonder what's this expression, Dibrish Chimra Kichsuvim Chimasarim Dami. So normally you would think it means it's like it's signed and sealed and collected and it's totally done. That's like a euphemistic type of expression. Ksuvim is like it's written. Ksuvim is like it's sealed. And like it's notarized. And like it's authenticated. It's like totally, totally done. However, the Sma learns differently. And he says that Ksuvim Chusarim means that we are referring to both real estate, to karka, and we're referring to movables, to metalklin. And that is, when you're talking about real estate, we know that one of the primary kinyanim by real estate is that nechosim sheyesh lemachrayis are niknin bekesef o b'shtar o b'chazaka by yishtar. When you want to go and sell tables and chairs and metalklin, you don't make a shtar. Shtar is worthless. You have to go make kinyan meshicha, se'agba, see a kinyan chotzer agav, see a kinyan chalipin. And therefore, what the Gemara is saying is dibish chimera. If you're talking about karka, karkois, it's kichsuvim. It's as if it's written in a shtar, and that's your kinyan. Kimasun is referring to the metalklin. It's as if you actually handed it over in the form of mesira, meshicha, agbo, etc. Therefore, it's trying to cover all bases. A nice chat, yeah?
Yes.
Therefore, it's covering all types in the chasim, that dibish chimera, any type in the chasim, it's as if a kinyan was made. And with this, we have concluded now Maisa number 3 of the 3 Imohois, and now we go to the 2 Achoyois, 2 stories about 2 sisters. And the first story is Achse Rav Tuvi Bar Rav Masna, because the similar Nechsa Rav Tuvi Bar Rav Masna. The sister of Rav Tuvi Bar Rav Masna wrote out all her nechasim for her brother Rav Tuvi Bar Rav Masna. When was this? Bitzafra, in the morning. Lepanya, in the evening, also Rav Chavuya Bar Rav Masna, that's a second brother, and said to her, Bachala, he started crying. Armala, hashta ami mar turmer abanan, or mar lav turmer rabbanan. The innocent bystanders who don't really know both Rav Tuvi Bar Masna and me are going to assume, why did our sister leave her entire estate for Rav Tuvi, and not for me, Rav Achadvuye? So people are probably going to snicker. They're probably going to say, "Ah, she wanted to leave her estate for Atamid Chacham, for Rav Tuvi Bar Rav Masna, so he'd have Panasa to be able to support himself as a Chagris Atamid Chacham, and me, Rav Achadvuye, ich ben an Am Aretz, and that's why he didn't leave any money for me. I should go out and work. I shouldn't learn because they're for Shtenish." She was very impressed by this heart-rending, moving statement, and by his b'chiyos. And she in fact changed her mind, and now she went and gave the nechasim to Rav Achadvuye Bar Rav Masna. So notice this is very parallel to the situation that we had before, where initially the mother wrote it out for Rami Bar Chama, and then afterwards she wrote it to Rav Uktor Bar Chama. Here the sister originally wrote it out to Rav Tuvi Bar Rav Masna, and then she changed her mind and wrote it out to Rav Achadvuye Bar Rav Masna. Also the comment of Rav Nachman, they came from Rav Nachman, and of course Rav Nachman Lishitosa of what he said about 10 lines ago, Amalei Hachi HaMashmur, Kol Sheila Omar Choyzer, Choyzer Matanosoi, since had this lady survived, and since she gave away all her nechasim, the nechasim would have gone back to her. So therefore, even though ultimately the sister Nebuch passed away, but as long as she's alive, Choy Matanosoi, she can go and change her mind. In this case, she was Choseris from Matanosoi, and therefore she can go and give it instead to her second brother without any problem, without any issue. And like Rav Nachman had said, that this is Choyze, not only Choyze Le'atzmoi, it's been Le'atzmoi and Bein Li'achem.
Why did they repeat the story with the sister? And it feels it's a
maybe they're going to tell us that that's the real halacha. We shouldn't have any doubts about it. We brought it Rav Nachman twice in the name of Shmuel. This is the real halacha. After all, the first time we had a machloikis between Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman, and Rav Sheshes was also no small potatoes. So maybe we don't pass like Rav Nachman, we pass like Rav Sheshes. So perhaps it was repeated to go and emphasize and dramatize, we pass like Rav Nachman and like Shmuel. And the final of these five stories, that's basically what you had in the parentheses when before we started the Gemara with the Siman, just that the Siman is a little bit corrupted in terms of the verbiage. It should start off not Zutra Ime, but it should start off the Ime of Zutra and of Rami and of Amram Chasida, and then talk about the Tarti Achvasa, the two stories of the sisters, one of Rav Tuvi, and now the final story with Rav Dimi and Rav Dimi Bar Yosef. Anyway, so getting to that final story, two lines at the bottom. Ach say the Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, the sister of Dimi Bar Yosef, Havalah Piskasa de Pardesan. Piskasa already gives you a sense of it. It was only a small strip of land. If you look at the last Rishbam at the bottom of the Amik, my Piska, Chatichas Kark, klein chigashtikala. No 1,000 acres, small, maybe 1 acre, half an acre. It's a small little parcel. Kol Amis to Havacholsha, whenever she felt, the curtain's about to close, and this book is about to close, the end is in sight. She would always go and say, I'm giving my pardesal to my brother Rav Dimi Bar Yosef. And apparently this happened quite a few times. V'chi kaima, whenever she survived and recovered, Hava Hadraba, she said, I want my money back, or I want my pardes back. And Rishbam says she had every right to do that, because that's what it says in the Mishnah, that if Leishayer Karka Koshu, if he didn't leave anything over, this apparently was her entire estate, this kleine shtickel pardesel, since she now, Baruch Hashem, survived, in matana, she gets it back, no problem. Anyway, and this happened, as we'll see in the Gemara, numerous times. Zimna Chodu Cholsha, one time she became sick, and Rav Dimi Bar Yosef was getting sick of this situation. Sholchalei, she sent to him a message, Ta, kumt, kni, and vikoina the field, even though it wasn't necessary, but presumably she wanted to go and strengthen her resolve and her conviction. She said, come and vikoina. You don't have to. Anyway, Sholach, he sent back a message, Loi be'ina, ich kum nicht. I'm not coming. So she sent back, I know why you don't want to come, because you feel that this is a waste of time, because I'm going to recover, and I'm going to take it back, and you know, you already did this 50 times already. You don't like this, you keep on coming and going and going and coming, because we're just a waste of time, because I'm going to recover. So therefore, I'm telling you now, make a kinyan, any way, shape, or form that you want, that it should be irrevocable, it should belong to you, so we don't have to do this chasana over and over again another 50 times. Once he heard that, Ozli came, Shaira the Konumina. Obviously, Rav Dimi Bar Yosef was a Talmid Chacham. He knew of our Mishnah, and the Mishnah said that if you Shaira Karkar Kolshu, what happens at that time? Then the person can no longer change their minds, even if they are Omad. If the person is Omad, the person recovers. The person cannot change their mind, because if the person really thought that he or she was going to pass away, they would have given away everything. The fact that they left over a portion of the siman that they thought, Mi'at Hashem, I hope to live, and therefore this becomes now an irrevocable matana. I guess like a matana's bari. And that's what he did. So Chayra, he did the right thing. So now, he kept what she said. He won't have to come back. Guess what? Kikayim, Baruch Hashem, she recovered yet another time. This is already the 51st time, or the 101st time, or whatever. Hadriba, and again she changed her mind, and she wanted to get her property back. I saw the comment of Rav Nachman. She came from Rav Nachman. Sholach Rav Nachman sent a message to the brother, Rav Dimi Yosef, Ta, kum to Reinen Bezenstiebel, and let's hear, let's have it in Torah. Lo Yosef, Rav Dimi Yosef says, I'm not going to bother coming. Omar, he sent back a message. My icy, what's the purpose of my coming? Hashaira, the konamina. And I know what the Mishnah says. As long as you're Mishaira, I was kinda, it's done. It's a done deal. It belongs to me. Rav Nachman was not impressed. And Shalach Lein, he sent back a message. Eloi Osus, if you don't come here to the Bezdin, machina loch besilu deloi ma vedoma. This is an expression. Literally, it means I'm going to hit you with a silu, with a thorn that does not cause blood to flow. That's the Poshida definition of the word. What it means in a euphemistic term, what it really means is, I'm going to chas v'shalom put you in chayrim. Putting a person in chayrim is a heavy blow, but there are no black and blue marks. You don't see any, and you don't have any wounds that you have to put on a band-aid. So that's the type of hitting, or that type of injury that I'm going to inflict by putting you benidui into chayrim. So now, apparently, Ravim Bar Yosef appeared in Bezin Shtibel, and now Rav Nachman is addressing all of the people that are there, and he says, tell me what happened. Who said what? What said whom? What was going on? Omrele, so the Edom said, Omra Hachi. Before she conveyed the property to her brother, she said, Vai dekameisahach itzah. Woe is to me that unfortunately that lady, she's talking like Rashi says often, she's Toyla Kilosa Bachedim. First person, right? She doesn't want to say about herself, so therefore she speaks as if she's speaking about the third person. She says, oh, I see that that married woman, that Isha, unfortunately is about to pass away. And therefore, that's why I'm handing over my Grois estate, my Pistika, the Pardesa, I'm handing it over to my brother, Rav Dima Ben Yosef. Ah, when Rav Nachman heard that, Amar Lahusi now told all the assembled in Kain, HaMetzav Machmas Misa. Metzav Machmas Misa is Choyzer. Ooh. So now what the Gemara is introducing is something new. Yeah. Until now we only spoke about the difference between a regular Matnas Shchimara Loy Shayer or a Matnas Shchimara B'mitzas. And now we're adding another halucha, a mitzvah machmas misa. Now this is really not brand new, because Rishbam already brought it in the Mishnah on back on Kif Mavov, when we were discussing the halucha of shayer or loy shayer. So Rishbam said that whole Mishnah is talking about a case when he's not mitzvah machmas misa. Now what means mitzvah machmas misa? Mitzvah machmas misa means when the Shchimra said explicitly, the reason why I'm divvying up and distributing my estate is because unfortunately I see my time is up, the clock is ticking, and there's not too much time left. That's Mitzvah Machmas Misa. The case of our Mishnah, which doesn't talk about Mitzvah Machmas Misa, is talking about that it was implicit, but it wasn't explicit. And that's why you remember right after the Mishnah, the Gemara says, who is the mandiyama that holds Azlin and Basar Umdina, that we do an assessment of the whole situation, what was this person's mindset? And we said it's either Reb Shimon Manasseh or Reb Shimon Shazuri, like we said back on Kif Mem Vov Amid Beis. But that's all because the person was silent as to his intent. We, however, assess his mind, his mindset, and we said that's clearly what the person had in mind. But that's all talking about that he didn't say anything. I mean, the person said, I'm giving X, Y, and Z to Yankel, Beryl, Shmerel, or whoever. For sure. But he didn't say that the reason why I'm doing it is because I see the curtain's about to close and that the clock is ticking very quickly.
Yes, sir. With a neder.
With a neder?
How do you apply that? If he says something in the form of a neder.
Whilst he's...
like a shkrizmara, like all the others.
When you say neder, I mean like to give away nechassim, like to...
Yeah.
He wants to be makdish.
Yeah.
Oh, so the koni affects zeh zeh. Good. In fact, a few days ago, the murder asked that very shayla. That if instead of the matnash chibra getting everything the matana, what happens if hiktish kol nechasef, he was matnash everything? Or for that matter, what happens if he was hifkir kol nechasef, he was mafkir everything? Or he gave everything to the aniyim, he gave it for tzedakah. So mamish yur shayla, the more asked kif mem chesem ebeiz, the more said, teiku, tishbitaz, we have to wait till Yanuvi comes. We are very patient, but Rabbi Nishalel, bring him as soon as possible, because we're waiting desperately for Mashiach. And for Leon Novi.
He's here.
He is, okay. Baruch Hashem, bring him in tomorrow for Minyan and for the Shir, and we'll see that. Anyway, beginning back to Agamara, so since she said expressly, Vai lo lahai itza, that Mitzav Machmas Misa is Choyzer. Even if it's a Shchivmara, Maton Shchivmara b'miktsas. What's the reason why? Because the whole reason why we say Maton Shchivmara b'miktsas, that the person can be Choyzer, because if they really wanted to, if they were afraid that they're going to pass away, they would have given away everything. By retaining something, they're showing that they're ready, willing, and able to give it away, even if they were to live. But our Gemara says, no. That's in a regular case. But some machmas is a person saying, the fetish, the reason why I'm giving it away is because I'm worried about the visa. Oh, if the person, Baruch Hashem, lives, then everything is choizer, even a matzon shchemara b'mitzvos. And with this, we have concluded the five stories of the three mommies and the two sisters. But now we're going to focus to an extended degree on this inyan of matzon shchemara b'mitzvos.
So the statement trumps the Mishnah.
Supersedes everything in the Mishnah. Yeah. You're a Democrat, I see. Yeah, okay. You lost at Georgia, you should know. Yeah. Anyway, keep on going. Yes, Dr. Goldfarb, what would you like to say?
All the rules of the Mishnah that were going on are off if the person just says it.
If I'm a Tavar Machmas Misa. Look, if you look at
the person just says it.
You want to go back to Keith Menvov and Midbeis for a moment?
Yes.
If you look at the Mishnah doesn't mention a word of Mitzvah Machmas Misa. However, if you go to the Rishbam, you have the Rishbam. Look at two lines before the end of the Rishbam on the Mishnah, which is about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud. You see, it says V'daf keshchimer hashikot nechosim stam v'loy tziva machmas misa v'loy hizke debre misa b'shas tzavoy. He didn't mention a word. Mitzvah Machmas Misa afil ishaya karka koshu v'konu minei. Hey, matanos and matano. Elin Omar Choizer can baskin le kamon on our daf daf kufnan aleph, just like we just said. So how Mishnah is talking about this stam? The person didn't mention the word mises. Mises are misavot. People don't want to talk about mises, right? Therefore, he didn't mention a word about it.
A lot of stuff that you do for the last 5 days is like that. It strikes it.
It's not overturned. There's an exception to the rule. Right. It's a qualification of the rule. The rule is only the stam that a person says a fader because misa. Even if shai mikzas, the person can get everything back when the person survives and recovers. But now let's talk about a regular case, not a mitzvah machmas misa, but rather a case of matnei shchimra b'miktas. Itmar, matnei shchimra b'miktas. What's the halacha? Amru rabban kam derav mishmei demar zutra berei demar rav nachman. The om mishmei derav nachman. Harihi kematones bori, harihi kematones shchimra. So the rabbanon said in front of Rav in the name of Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman paskin that a matonis shchimra has two strengths to it. It has the strength of matonis bari, and has the strength of matonis shchimra. What does that mean? Harik matonis bari shim omad einu choizer, like matonis bari, that im omad, if the person survives, einu choizer, he cannot get it back. That's what we've been talking about all along. A matonis shchimra b'mitzas. That's what we're talking. If and when the person survives, the person cannot get it back, except for the lone case of the Metzavet Machmas Misa, but that's not what we're talking about at the moment. So in that respect, like Matana's body, this is Matana's body. Once you give away Matana, you cannot revoke your Matana unless the person agrees to it, but otherwise it's irrevocable. Same thing is a Matana's Shchimra B'miktas. V'harikim Matana's Shchimra B'miktas, or harikim Matana's Shchimra, that what? The by a kinyan, it does not require a kinyan. Just like every maton shchimra kichsuv mchsar dami, same thing in maton shchimra, but mikdas doesn't require a kinyan.
Hold on, but we said that you had a kinyan. It feels like we're changing the rules on the run here.
So amalehu Rava. So Rava now said to those rabbanon that said in front of him that we paskin like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said you don't need a kinyan. So Rava says lava minaluchu like tislu. Buki Suriki Berav Nachman. Buki Suriki is an expression. It means empty containers, empty bottles. And he's saying, don't go and be tola, don't go and hang on to Rav Nachman and say Rav Nachman said the following thing, because these are just empty bottles. The reason why he probably uses the expression empty bottles or empty caskets is because if you have a large barrel and it's empty and you knock on it, it can make a lot of noise. So therefore, you're making a lot of noise in the name of Rav Nachman, but there's no substance, it's just air. There's nothing there, it's empty bottles. Because Hochim Rav Nachman, what did Rav Nachman say very clearly? Harike matonis bari, upaya kinyan. A matonis shchimra memiktas does require a kinyan. And if in fact the person did not make a kinyan, then the shchimra can be choizer after all, even though he or she was meshayer b'mitzvah. Come to choiz, we have now two exceptions to the rule, if you will, by matan shchimra b'mitzvah. Exception number one is, when do I say it's koina? Only if there was a kinyan. And number two, only if the person did not mention a word about Misa. But if the person mentioned a Mitzava Machlach Misa, it would not go back. I'm sorry, it would go back, even though it has a status like in Matanas Bari, that normally it would not go back. Mitzava Machlach Misa, it would go back. Same thing, you didn't make a Kinyan, it goes back to the original Shechemra. Hey, Sir Rav Nachman. Sir Rav asked Rav Nachman the following. Shaya Karka Kosher Matanas Kayamas. Our Mishnah says that the Matan is good. My lovely Konamine, Mishnah doesn't mention a word about Kenyan. It would sound like in all circumstances that if a Shechimra says, I'm giving away 90% and retains for herself or himself 10%, what would be the din of Matanas Kayamas? My lovely Konamine doesn't mention anything about Kenyan. In the Mishnah Kufman Vav, the word Kenyan is not mentioned. Every Maloy says, Rav Nachman the Konamine is talking about that there was a Kenyan. Azai. Let's continue on in the same Mishnah. If the person did not retain anything but distributed everything, is not good. Now, you just told me that it's talking about in the Reisha that there was a Kinyan. That's what you said. See, in the case of it also must be talking about a Kinyan. And if the person made a Kinyan, why is the Matana not a good Matana? Meaning that a person who distributed all of his Nechasim, and then the person had a Refuah Shleim, the person recovered, why does it say in the Mishnah, the Matana is not a good Matana, but it reverts back to the Shechimra, he made a Kinyan. When you make a Kinyan, isn't it irrevocable? Amalei, so Rav Nachman said, Hachi Yom Shmuel, Shechimra shekosu kon chosu l'achirim. Aval bi shekonu miyodoi. He wrote out all the Nechasim, even though they make Kinyanim. Amad, Choyzer, if he recovers, he gets all the property back. Why? Yidush lo yimitzav elamachmas misa. Because it's crystal clear, even mita Kinyan. Everybody can see that the reason why he did it was Machmas Misa, because he was going to pass away. Otherwise, a person would have been shyer, koshi, would have left over something for himself. The fact that he gave away everything. Mita Kinyan makes a difference. People don't give away all the Nechasim if they intend and they expect to live. Because after all, they need those Nechasim for their own daily life.
He didn't die, so it's an empty casket.
Beautiful. That's why it's Buki Sriki. Very good. Shkoyach. The famous story of the mami of the children of Reuchel. Reuchel often means a peddler. However, here Rishbam tells us Reuchel was his name. So therefore, she is Mrs. Reuchel. Maybe her name was Rachala, because she was Mrs. Reuchel. Anyway, the iman shebnei Reuchel, the mami of the bnei Reuchel, shehoisa choylet, she was nebuch sick. The omer, and she said, tinasim kivinti lebiti. I want to give a kivinti. But a kivinti is a machloikis, but basically it means a very precious piece of jewelry, a brooch, or some other beautiful jewelry. Vahu, and how much was this kivinti worth? Vishneim aser mana. 12 mana. Ooh, that's a lot of money. Umesa, and unfortunately she passed away. The kaimu dvoreha, and the umakayim her words. Okay, now the question is, why were the umakayim the words? So the assumption was that there was no kinyan made. And if there was no kinyan made, don't you say you have to make a kinyan? And the Gemara is also assuming at this point that it wasn't that she gave away everything, she only gave the miktas. Because if she gives away everything, then you don't need a kinyan, right? If you give away everything, you don't need a kinyan. It's only in the case of giving away matanah chumra v'miktas, then you have to make a kinyan. So therefore, the Gemara was wondering, why would a makayim dvorel? If the mahasim mitzvah machmas misa, talking about the mitzvah machmas misa, so even though it was matanah chumra v'miktas, the whole difference between matanah chumra v'miktas and a regular matanah shechimra, if the person is oimed, if the person survives. Over here, Nebuch, she passed away. Therefore, when Mekai Mitzvah, it's divrei shechimra, kichsum chsam dami, even though it was only a miktas, you don't have to make a kinyan in that case. So the whole kinyan that we're talking about is only if the person is going to live. If the person is going to die, the kinyan is not necessary, because the mitzvah machlos misa. Hey, so Ravina the Rava. So Ravina asked Rava. Person says, please give this get to my wife. Give this to my husband. And the person passed away. and they had not given it as yet. It's already too late because they didn't get lachamis. However, if the person said to Numan Blaney, give $100 to Yaakov, or makes the person pass away, you do give it to that other person. Aha. Okay. Since Ravin is asking Rova that Shala, or that Kasha, the assumption is it's talking about that there was no Kenyan. And since there was no Kenyan, he's asking him, oh, why do I say Yitnu Liachamisa? It was only a Matonish Chimarav Miktsas. It wasn't a full thing. What's the reason why we're giving it away? Great tomorrow. Michael Economy, how do you know there was no Kenyan? Maybe there was a Kenyan. And therefore, since it was a Kenyan, even though it's Matonish Chimarav Miktsas, that's why the person gets it. So tomorrow, give me the get. It's just like the get part of this price. Eh? The price started off, I'm a tnu get elishti, my get labar kinyan, afainami deloy konamine. The get itself effects a kinyan. However, there is no kinyan on the get. When the person handed over the get to the two people and said, tnu get elishti, give the get to my wife, there was no kinyan made, and they cannot be koina the get for the wife or for the eved. For the isha, certainly they cannot, because it's considered to be a choiv le isha. The gabin eved is very machloikis, whether it's a choiv le eved to go free or not. Famous machloikis back in the Sechus Kedushin, the Sechus Gittin. But anyway, and therefore he's saying to him, there you couldn't have made a kinyan. So there was no kinyan. If there's no kinyan, then why are you giving this 100? Again, assume matzav machlas misa, and therefore even by a Matonish Chimra Mamiktas, even though there was no Kenyan, but Mitzav Machmas Misa, you don't need a Kenyan and it's great.
Even a get.
The get you can. The Gemara said get is not effective.
But no, get a get for sure. She has to actually.
You have to hand it over, yeah, to us and the other.
You gave it to the Shliach.
Did she appoint the Shliach? She has to appoint the Shliach.
Shliach he could give it to.
No. She has to appoint the Shliach for Shliach the Kabbalah. He can appoint the Shliach for Shliach Leilacha.
Okay.
But Shliach Leilacha until they reach the. Rabbuna Rabbi Yeshua Omar, Mitzav Machmas Nisa Ba'alma Ba'i Kinyan. No, Mitzav Machmas Nisa also needs a Kinyan. Chitanya Hani Mas Naisa, these halachas we were talking about, Mechalek Kol Nechosef. Tehi Mat Neshchir Merash Avyur. These previous cases which we just talked about, you had assumed it's talking about a Matan Neshchir Merash Mamiktis, both in the case of the Kevinti, in the case of the brooch, and in the case of the Mana. And that's why you're now asking yourself, was there a Kinyan? Wasn't there a Kinyan? No! The case we're talking about Mechal Kol Nechosef. If it's Kol Nechosef, it's a regular Matan Shchemer, you don't have to make a Kinyan at all. You don't have to come on to Mitzava Machmas Misa, Yo Kinyan Ish Kinyan, Matan Shchemer, Kichsum Mechsorim Dan. Hilchasa.
You don't have to brush
yourself. Ay, ay, ay. Hilchasa.
Why, Bash Pippin Rahad, do you give him that credit? Why don't you assume, like some people say, the person's mind is not the way it should be?
It's not sound.
Questionable.
If the person, in fact, has dementia or appears to have dementia, you're right.
Today they say about that people, when they do certain things in court, you go in there, they say that he wasn't
confident,
something like that.
That's American law. I don't know that's Jewish law.
Also, then it's not a normal situation. Why should he give so much?
Because it's not a regular situation, that's why we have this special din of divrei shchimra kichsur mechsorim dami. Because a normally bari has to make a kinyan. The reason why the sage shchimra doesn't have to make a kinyan because we're concerned about is tiruf hadas, meaning that if we're going to tell him, oh, you can't convey property unless you go and write out a fancy will, and you have to have a lawyer, and you have to have two edim. And I got some ice. They say, oh, yoy. As you know, having to deal with lawyers is very painful, especially when you get the bill. Anyway, so therefore, it's 2,000 person go in berserk just from hearing that I have to have all of these legal requirements and technicalities. And therefore, we tell them, it's not necessary. Your words are like gold. What's halacha l'maisa? Man l'shchimra miktas by a kinyan, the afal gab de mes. In all cases, you need a kinyan. Even if the person passes away, you need a kinyan if you're only giving away something and not everything. We're not talking about machalik that he gives away everything to a number of individuals, that he gets a little, he gets a little. No. We're talking about that he left over for something for himself, which he did not distribute, and therefore he only gave away mitzas. Even if the person passes away, it's not effective. And certainly if he doesn't pass away, it's not effective. Why? Because you have to have a kinyan. If a person says, the reason why I'm handing this over is because I'm afraid my minutes are numbered, in such a case, you don't need a kinyan. For who the mess? But that's if, only if he passes away, ultimately, you don't need a kinyan. But Omar, if ultimately he has a recovery, he's choizev, yavagav t'chonim b'nei, even if he made alamina kinyanim, it makes no difference. Why? Because he only gave it because he was mitzava machmas misa. Because he assumed, and he said explicitly, I'm handing this over because I expect to chas v'sholem pass away. In such a case, Ahmad, if he survives, he's choizer, he gets it back, just like we had the story on the top of the Ahmed, the sister of Rabbi Bar Yosef, she got back her nechasa because she was mitzava machmas misa, the avgav t'chonim b'nei, even though there was a kinyan, and he wrote, beferish and mishayin nechasim, makes no difference, mitzava machmas misa, Ahmad is choizer.
The whole 6-7 days he worked